That's never an easy or good decision. I don't want in any way, shape, or form, even when we're talking about making government more efficient, for anybody to think that, that any of those decisions are simple or easy or are in any way less than very, very hard. But I do think, I continue to believe that there are efficiencies in government that we can continue to get. I really believe that. That doesn't necessarily mean we'll be looking for additional reductions, but I do think you can continue to attrit out. And I can go through some examples of that. I mean, we've had to, in our Division of Family Services, you know, originally there was one of those offices in every county. I mean, we found ways to regionalize that sort of stuff. I think that by merging some various labs and whatnot, by doing more telepresence and less traveling, I think there's ways to lean it up. So I would say, Bob, that I still think there are efficiencies we can gather in government and still protect. I also think that asking the legislature to work with us, I think the Senate has taken very, very seriously their rebooting process, did that for a second year. Last year that process assisted us in a couple of ways. I mean, a real simple example of that, folks, that helped us recently here was the merger of the Highway Patrol and the Water Patrol. That saves us $3 million a year for a couple of reasons. You got, you know, only one headquarters, and you also were in a situation where all that extra overtime you were having to pay because of, especially like in the Lake of the Ozarks, folks working double and triple shifts, or comp time you had to pay, you don't have to because you can go shift work. It also moved about 80 four-wheel drive vehicles into the Highway Patrol, which helped us in a snowstorm. But that saves $3 million. I think there's more areas like that that we're looking at that can continue to do that. But I appreciate people that take public service as a calling. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that they have, not only jobs or careers. I also think that, Bob, I'll answer parochially real quickly here. Everybody says, well, Nixon didn't give, or the legislature or whatever, didn't give the state workers a raise again this year. I think it's important to note that in our merit system, 7,400 people were promoted last year. I think that when folks talk about, going to work, I mean, it's important for folks that take public sector work as a career to understand that that's the beginning. That's the first step. And if you're only thinking about what cost of living increase you get, I mean, we need employees that want to get promoted, that want to have more responsibility. And I think the best way to move forward in this economy, even in the public sector work, is to look for getting additional responsibilities. Not just look at that simple what's the COLA, but instead try to gather more work. And I could go through example after example of folks that have really stepped up and helped in that regard. In public sector and been promoted because of it. 7,400 promotions. I mean, all those promotions got additional pay and got additional responsibility. We're going to continue to try to incent the folks that want to help us make government more effective.